Welcome to Bo Sanchez Radio. Thank you so much for making me a part of your life. Hi, everybody. I just want to say this to you. I am so happy that we are back. Yes, Full Tank is back and so much better. Every single day, we're going to meet together online like this. And I pray that the blessing of God continue to flow in your life. In fact, one of the new things that we're going to do, and I thought about this, is that why not at the very start of an episode to bless you already, to begin with a prayer. And then after that, we're going to combine this message with other messages in the past that have blessed thousands upon thousands of people, and then bring it to you in a fresh way. And my prayer is that, you know, more people will be blessed through Full Tank. More people will experience God's love. Anyway, I'm talking too much. Let's dive into the blessing at the very start of each episode. Are you ready? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray right now that the power of God be so real in your life that no matter what happens to you, whether you go through rough times and trials, whether you get hurt by the people around you, that your heart will be so molded by God, that God, that the trials will, they'll be used by God to make you better and stronger and wiser. And this is my prayer for you, that you will see problems and hurts and trials the way God sees them. And Lord God, I know that you're going to do this. I pronounce a blessing. I speak blessing and abundance to every person right now listening to this message in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Watch, listen to this message for you today. Have you ever been judged before? It hurts. It's painful. You know, maybe an office mate, a friend of yours, a family member, a relative, a boss, a parent, you know, looks at you and says, "Why did you do that?" And you're there and say, "Huh? What happened?" But you see, sometimes it's difficult to be judged, because the thing is with being judged is that, wait a minute, you don't know where I'm coming from. You don't see the big picture. You only see the face value. You only see a little part. Here's my question to you. Have you ever judged someone and then ultimately realize, what have I done? You know, oh no. In Mark chapter 2, verse 18, it says, the disciples of John and of the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not?" Ha! Isn't that so familiar? We fast. Why don't you fast? We pray. Why don't you pray? We pray 1 hour a day. Why don't you pray 1 hour a day? We read the Bible 10 chapters a day. Why don't you read the Bible 10 chapters a day? We go and help the poor. Why don't you help the poor? You know, there's always this self-reference, and then the judging. And a lot of people, I'm going to give you a very, very important spiritual principle. Are you ready? You better open your ears. Here it goes. You and I are in a spiritual journey. It's a journey, ladies and gentlemen. We're never static. And so we cannot judge people, because people are in different stages. Some are in an earlier phase. Some are in a later phase. And in this journey, so many things can happen. I am giving you God's message today. You cannot judge. A judging person simply means pride is there. You're saying you see the whole picture. You're saying, "I know better. I know 100%. No, we don't. We know so little. We know a tiny iota of the entire situation. This is why I'm telling you now. Maybe you're doing certain spiritual behaviors. Maybe you believe in certain things. That's great for you. Don't start looking at other people and saying, "Why don't you do what I do? Why don't you believe what I believe?" Hey, whoa. Avoid judging. Stop it. Suspend judgment. Be humble and say to yourself,
I don't know the whole picture. I don't even know 1% of the entire situation. So what is our role? Instead of judging, we love, we understand, we embrace, we welcome, we care. That's our role. And I'm inviting you to do that right now. And you know, when you do that, you'll have less stress. You'll have less conflict. You'll have better relationships. You'll have more love in your life. And that, my friends, I want you to know this. You know, life is short. Life is so short. Can you just enjoy life more? Move on. Make a decision to grow in this area. Father in heaven, I pray for every friend, every person right now watching this video. Fill us with more love. Fill this person with more peace. Father God, train us to be humble. Train us. Train us, Lord Jesus, to suspend judgment, to avoid judgment. Help us to give a more understanding heart, to have a more understanding heart. In Jesus' name. Father, I pray for more miracles, more blessings, more healing for every person right now praying with me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much for joining me here in Full Tank.
Thank you so much for joining, and really what a joy it is to be able to be together like this. We're one little community, the Full Tank, you know, community. It's online, thousands of people gathering together with all our weaknesses and hurts, and you know, and how God heals us. So keep on watching every day. Keep telling people that there's Full Tank, you know, spread it around, and it's yes, it's better. And I want you also to consider, if God tells you to, you know, in your heart, you want to support our mission. We do a lot of wonderful stuff, and it's too long to discuss here, but if you're willing and if you're able, click the link below. If you're watching through Facebook or it says support now, or if you're watching through YouTube, use a computer and click the button join, you'll be part of our Full Tank supporters community. And where I can give you Saturday and Sunday Full Tank as well. God bless you. Thank you so much. And I will see you tomorrow.